Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to New Heights Educational and Radio Show. This is Saadia Ijaz, your host, and today I will be talking about how a parent can get their child involved in science fairs and why they would want to do that. And this is only part one of the episode, and next week will be part two. Also, I would like to say that last Friday, I was unavailable because we were in the process of moving and our internet hasn't been set up yet, so it's all just chaos and crazy. But today I'm back, and it is October. Wow, September went by really, really fast, and we're soon entering the season of festivities and warm and cozy feelings with family and just snow and warm feelings all over, and this is my favorite season of the year. So anyways, we will be talking about science today, one of my favorite subjects, but guests can call in any time to ask questions, to join into the discussion at 347-633-9225, but to contact New Heights for questions or information anytime, you can email us at newheights@yahoo.com or call us at 419-786-0247. So, science fairs are really fun. They really open your mind up to different ideas, and you get to see what talented kids have come up with and what they have researched on. It's really amazing how deep many children think, and they just are incredible in what they research on. Science in general is a fascinating subject because it's very broad, and a person can explore so many areas, and you can really connect almost anything to science, and even the smallest random thing can lead you to science somehow. And I believe that science fairs are not something that should be forced onto children. It is something that can intrigue them and should be done by their choice. But parents can help them get started by motivating and telling them about it, or talk about what they can do or what they like, so they'll get inspired to do maybe to participate into the science fairs, and let them choose what they want to learn about. That way they'll like it even more and put their whole effort into making it the best that they can. Plus, they learn new skills and experiences on how to research and prepare them for any like middle school or high school projects, and they have a lot of experience on how they need to write out maybe lab formals in high school especially. So it creates many skills to just participate into science. So why would you want your child to participate in science fairs? Well, an article on the website www.tcrsf.org reads that the process of a science fair project, from the background research to putting the finishing touches on the display board or paper, teaches and cultivates cross-disciplinary skills in a student. That is, doing a science fair project is academic cross-training. The educational purpose of doing a science fair project is that it is an assignment that utilizes the skills of reading, writing formal papers, art and graphic design, typesetting, proofreading, spelling, grammar, mathematics, statistics, computer science, critical thinking, logic, ethics, scientific methodology, background library research skills, ability to teach oneself in a specialty field not taught in class, the power of self-discovery where the student learns something of his or her own research and ability, public speaking, the defense of one's own thoughts and conclusions in front of the experts, and general project skills, such as researching alternatives, making a plan within the time and money budget, executing the plan, and evaluating the results. So like I said before, it definitely teaches you many skills, and writing, grammar, mathematics, they can go into classes like English or even math. So it really just covers everything that, and creates many skills. Moreover, these same project skills are also needed for daily living, from the task of cleaning or redecorating a bedroom to the future goals of planning a family vacation or adding a deck onto a house. The science fair project is a perfect opportunity for academic cross-training. Doing a science project each year through middle school and high school results in students who are competent, skilled, self-confident, and competitive young leaders who have career goals and the preparation, discipline, and drive to attain them. Students who have been diligent in researching and writing their science fair papers and who compete with science project and research papers find themselves with a clear advantage when faced with research papers, final projects, lab reports, or term papers in college. The writing, planning, self-discipline, and presenting skill of these students is significantly above most of their peers in college classes. Parents, teachers, and mentors need to encourage their students and help make resources available, but the benefit to the student comes in the execution of the project on their own. It is Friday. I'm sorry for messing up on the words. It's just been a long day. Although in addition to that article, I think that children are able to do it individually or with a partner, like their friend, or even sometimes meet someone new, which creates skills to work as a team and to cooperate with others. Like when they're older and they work in a job, they will be able to work with their work with other employees, and that'll be good. And colleges also want to see what students have done with the opportunities that they had available to them. And science competitions are a perfect opportunity. Colleges really, I think, that pay attention to these things, extracurricular activities and things that you had your children involved in. That makes a big difference because they think that the child is not just like fixed on one thing, that just to study and that's it. They also see that they're all rounded and they participate in other things besides just school and what they need to do. So to get your child started, you can always check up on their school and see if any science fair is coming up, although not always does it have to be a science fair at school. Some schools even have after-school science or engineer clubs. I know my brother's middle school, they have many, actually, clubs that there's science clubs, and there's also a new program. I think it's been around for almost 2 years now, and it's like STEM. I think it stands for science. I really don't know what it stands for, but it is called STEM, and it's a program which has engineering, science, and math. So it really is good for students to look up on. And it is good to start with small, and then if the child likes it, then they can participate in bigger science fairs that might happen for everyone who lives in the state, or even nationals, which happen. I'm pretty sure that anyone around the world can, I think, participate, like the ICEF, which is Intel Science and Engineer Fair, which will be taking place, I believe, next July or April. I'm not sure, but I will announce the date next episode, next Friday. So, yes, I was actually thinking on doing that, but before you do participate in ICEF, you have to be participating in a fair which is affiliated with it. So I will also give more information on that next time, which is next Friday. So, yes. So if you think your child can participate in the state science fairs, you can go to Google and type your state's name and write science fairs after it, and you will see many sites that will come up and inform you about any science fairs that are coming up in your state. I would have provided almost every state website, but that would have taken too long, and I think this episode would probably go on forever then. And so, but I encourage you to go and search up your state, and I'm pretty sure you'll find many opportunities that you can find for your children. Although I did look up some for people who live in Washington and also for people who live in Idaho, and one of the websites are www.wssef.org. It is for people who are living in Washington. It gives any upcoming science fair dates, and it also tells about the Washington State Science and Engineer Fair, which is mostly what that website is about, but it also gives you other science fair dates. Another one is the depts.bellevuecollege.edu/science fair. This is the Central Town Regional Science and Engineer Fair, which it will give all the information for that fair. It will be taking place in Bellevue here, and that is the one that I will be participating in this March, and I'm really excited for it. I have been doing the research this summer, and I've learned quite a lot, and I have been having so much fun because I did my research at University of Washington, which was a great experience, and I learned so much, and it definitely gave me, so much experience, and I just loved it. I got to see the lab at UW, which was awesome, and so that's why one of the reasons children should do science fairs is because they get to see cool places, but that's only one of the reasons why, but there are so many others. Another website is scidaho.org/educate/TOFI.php. This website informs about the science fair in Idaho, which is called the Tournament of Innovation. And I didn't read up too much about it, but I believe that anyone from sixth grade to 12th grade can join, and it is like a science fair. So there are so many opportunities that you can find within your community for your children, and it'll be great for your children. It'll be an awesome, awesome, awesome experience. I can't explain, because it is not just science. I mean, there's so much to it. There's meeting new people, experiencing new skills, teaches you so many things. You get to sometimes even travel and just go to some places that you've never even thought you would be able to. I would never have thought that I would be able to go and research at UW, and I actually never thought of that. But then I knew someone, I knew a scientist, her name is Josephine, and I contacted her, and she said that she was willing to help me do my research at UW. And I will explain about what I did next episode, and how I did it and what I learned from it. And I will also be explaining about ICEF, which is the Intel Science and Engineer Fair. And I will also be talking about some tips and advice for any parents getting their children into science fairs. So that concludes our episode for today. And that will be our next week's topic, part two. And so it was awesome. This week was awesome. It went by really fast, and I'm excited for October. So thank you all for listening, and I really hope you guys have an awesome weekend. And hope to see you, or you guys can tune in next time in the next episode. Bye. Tomorrow.